Dr. Leyland. Step into the future, the world is waiting now. Dreams are in the making, we'll show you how. From the books to the screen, from the stage to the stars. Level up your game, let's raise the bar. Innovation, inspiration, it's in our DNA. Breaking through the limits, we're paving the way. Level up, reach the sky, take the lead, don't be shy. Your story's worth it, your light will shine. At Level Up will be heard, building a legacy with every word. From podcasts to pages, from business to art, Level Up's the place where it all can start. With heart and with vision, we're chasing every goal. Together we'll ignite the fire in your soul. Level Up, reach the sky, take the lead, don't be shy. Your story's worth it, your light will shine. At Level Up Academy, it's your time. Oh, it's your time. At Level Up Academy, we rise and climb. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, we're trailblazing, breaking through the mold. Dreams are alive, let your story unfold. With courage and pride, we'll take the fight. At Level Up, we own the night. Level Up, reach the sky, take the lead, don't be shy. Your story's worth it, your light will shine.
Whoa, good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about having Noriko here. I met her in person, obviously. she is from San Diego. We live in the same city. I met her actually through April Wyatt's place where we actually went, a whole bunch of us. I don't know if it was probably 10 ladies or more, definitely a little bit more. And we gather for that day, learn a little bit about intuition, learn about, you know, a lot of cool things that we literally wanted to see how we can go with ourselves and be healed and be still and nourish our own thoughts and our own soul. And I was so impressed. Like, I've never seen colors and sprinkle clear colors after Noriko. Like, I feel like I left my body. Seriously, I keep saying that because she has an amazing power of calmness. I've never met someone that calm and literally exert their energy through what they do. And I've heard of sound healing before, but I've never have experienced it until I met her. So our guest today is the incredible Noriko Whitfield, guys. She is highly respected sound healer, spiritual guide, and the visionary behind Sacred Sound of the Soul. With a deep-rooted passion for holistic healing and energy work, Noriko literally dedicated her life to helping individuals find balance, like myself, clarity, and of course, deep inner peace through transformative power of sound therapy. She also specializes in using sacred instruments like crystal singing bowls or gongs and tuning forks to facilitate vibration healing. So today you're going to experience a little bit of that. We're going to get to know her first, allowing her to show us, right? We are her possible clients, to release emotional blockage, reduce your stress, and of course, elevate your overall well-being. Now, beyond her practice, Noriko is a strong advocate for integrating sound healing into modern wellness and mental health practices. She also bridges ancient healing tradition with contemporary approach, ensuring that more people have access to these wonderful and powerful techniques. Her work extends beyond her individual sessions, though. She also leads group sound baths, workshops, and events to promote mindfulness, self-discovery, and spiritual growth. She has been instrumental in bringing awareness to the profound impact that sound frequencies have on the body, mind, and of course, our soul. I'm going to tell you her mission when I introduce her to you guys in a little bit, but let me go ahead and go over what's happening at Level Up Academy. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to invite you to our Chronicles of Scattered Pages. It's going to come out sometime. I'm hoping this weekend. We'll see. We're at the final touches. I don't know if you guys saw my post, maybe not. My grandmother is in transition of dying right now, so I kind of couldn't think straight for a bit there. And the only way when I get stressed out is I do like write. So last night I wrote. Monday I did a podcast about grief and being present, being today. So I'm inviting you guys to be present today and stop multitasking for a bit. And that's a lot to ask, I know, but you won't be sorry. Another thing I wanted to invite you is our academic publishing. We will have an online summit. This is a free event. There's no pitch lapping, sales, nothing. I just want you guys to be able to see what we have done in our team in terms of what we have done and found research to support our theory, but also more of an application. I am all about mentoring women and girls. So that is my focus. We're going to have mental health. We have ADHD. We have belonging, right? We have healthcare. We have disability. These are some of our topics that we are tackling today to move the needle within our global community. So it will be April 28th and 29th. I will have the registration up, I'm hoping by next week, so you all can sign up, because we can only have like 100 people per time, per session. So hopefully you can sign up on there as well, all right? And of course, our Disrupt and Dominate magazine is coming out the end of this month. I can't wait to show you and highlight you amazing, and I mean amazing individuals who are dominating and disrupting their own domain, all right? So if you are part of these individuals, you will be in our Instagram as well. You will be featured there as well as in our YouTube channel. And of course, guys, I love my coffee, okay? Rice coffee has 48%, okay? Caffeine, and it has six amazing things. It has cordyceps mushrooms, which is for energy, lion's mane, which is for focus, reishi, which is stress relief, shiitake mushrooms is for immune support, turkey tail has healthy digestion, and king trumpet is to fight oxidative stress. That's like skin and nails and hair. As you grow older, that's what's happened. So if you go to superfoods.com and you put the coupon on Constance Leland 15, you'll get an additional 15%. So I go on TikTok to show this. And of course, I'm going to be on Instagram soon showing your rice coffee, because I love my rice coffee. And then, of course, I'm going to show you that I go influencing live to global influencers all over the world on Friday. It is at 10 a.m. PST. So if you're not in global influencing yet, let me know. I will put the comment section link so you could be in our global influencer as well. And some people who are not influencers there, if they share and become an affiliate, you also make money that way. So welcome. Happy Wednesday. Are you guys ready for Noriko? I know. I'm going so fast so I could get her up here immediately. So let me tell you her mission, okay? And actually, I was thinking of crafting it to the point where I do justice, and we'll see if she's going to say, yeah, sure, that was my mission. But is to help others reconnect with their inner essence, right? Raise their vibration, energy, and cultivate a life of harmony and authenticity. I know harmony and balance kind of intertwine, but I really love the word harmony, because to me, there's no such thing as work-life balance. Like, this is an opener, okay? Actually, let's get a pen, maybe. That's better, because then there's no heavy parts, okay? So it has the same exact, like, balance of energy, balance of weight, right? When you say balance, that means you're holding it in the middle, that it doesn't tilt. See that? So you'll find that, okay? That is balance. If you're going to be working at least 10 hours to 12 hours a day, and there's only 24 hours a day, that is not balanced, because you still have to sleep, and then you still have family, and then you still have friends, and then you still, there's no such thing. So your life, literally your life, is like right here on this cap. The family's right here, and most of these are your work. There's no such thing as work-life balance, okay, guys? So I like harmony. So I'm glad that her mission is cultivating harmony and authenticity, being yourself. She has touched so many lives. She performs at California Center for the Arts. She performs at the Japanese Garden, where I got married. And one of these days, I'm going to see her perform there, I hope, through her healing journey. So today, we have a privilege of learning more about her experiences, insights, and the life-changing impacts of sound healing. So I want you guys to get ready for enlightening conversation, and also experiencing. So let's go ahead and bring Noriko up. I can't wait. Ta-da!
Hi, hi. Can you hear me well?
Yeah, I can. How are you?
Good. How are you? I love your long hair.
You know me. I blonde one day, black next day, red next day.
That's so nice. You just bring joy to yourself and others. And then, of course, when I met you, I just immediately felt you were like a bubbly personality. Thank you for inviting me today.
Of course. I know. I am too. When I met you, I'm like, Noriko, I can't gatekeep you just in person. I need you to be in the international global world, because we need more people like you. Before we start and really immerse ourselves in sound healing, I wanted to know, and I'm sure my network wanted to know, how did you start sound healing? Like, how did you start this journey?
Yes. So mine actually started really organic way. The first sound crystal ball, it was a faucet ball and a pretty big one. I got it from my friend. That was like 15 years ago. I was taking Chinedan technique. That is the stomach massage from it's a Taoism, and then stomach massage class. My friend said, "Oh, I have a singing bowl, but I don't use it." And then, "Oh, can I have it?" And then she said, "Sure." So I had it, and then I used it. And then I also moved many times, but I still kept that big ball. It's seriously big. And then I raised three kids, and then, you know, always kids are running around, but that big ball survived. And then I've been doing healing arts for a long time. And then I did body structure work, myofascial release, and of course stomach massage for the emotional release. And then recently I'm really into Eden method, energy medicine, energy healing. But when this sound healing, this modality just took off, this is one of the just the modality I do, but everybody just love it. And then the very beginning, the turning point was when I was having lunch with artists, And an artist was exhibiting this, her solo exhibition at California Center for the Art. And then after the launch, she really liked me. And then she messaged me, "Hey, Noriko, I really like your passion about the holistic approach. Can you do something in that space? Anything is fine." So then I was like, "Oh, sure." And then I had a meeting with the curator. And then I was talking about maybe I can do body movement. And then I do this. And then curator said, "Oh, how about sound healing and the body movement? You know, like a, two together." And I said, "Sure." So that was supposed to be just one time event. But ticket was sold out. We sold out over 50 tickets. And everybody loved it. So the curator said, "Hey, let's do next month and next month." And it becomes 6 months and one year contract. So I'm doing third year right now at California Center for the Art Museum. Then added more places. So yes, but this is like organically kind of started. And then I added more crystal balls and then other instrument. And then I studied more. So it's more like keeping up my knowledge, backwards. But I really, really love it.
I love it. My experience was like, wow, I want more of that. So now I'm like, having all my sisters, I'm finding YouTube singing bowl. I'm like, "Oh, we need sound healing." And they're like, "CJ, calm down." I'm like, my experience was really amazing. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. And then that way you can relax after that. Sure. You can do 15 minutes and then the rest we can have a conversation. I just want them to experience. You could hit replay on this. And then give me a background on like, what the sound healing is for, because I think some are for sleeping, some are for calming. Like, so just give us a background and then take it away.
Okay, so the sound healing has a lot of like a benefit, like you just said, for the anxieties and people having difficulty, falling asleep. Did I say anxiety? Yes. And then even just the calming down your energy just down to, be grounded. It's a really, really nice tool. Also, people want to actually meditate. Meditate is really, really nice. So even like 20 years, 30 years, people have meditation practice, sound healing can bring immediate, like going to the meditative state very quickly. So there is a lot of benefit. But for me, sound healing, the biggest power is connecting inside you. It's like massaging inside your body, yourself, your own wisdom, and then your own healing power. So discovering yourself, that part I really, really like doing this sound healing. Yeah. Do you want me to start?
Start whenever.
Sitting down, making sure your feet touches on the ground and you are comfortable in really nice posture. Focusing on your breathing. if you want, you can put your hand, one hand on your heart chakra. Other hand, maybe below your belly button. Just find the best space connecting your energy. And close your eyes to go inward. Inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. Inhale and exhale. Create some volumes between your eyes. Your shoulders away from your ears, your chest open, inhale through your heart is open, just imagine you have gates, sole of your foot, each foot, has gate, it's open. Inhale through from the earth, filling up, filling up, filling up, and exhaling to the sky or heaven. Inhale through earth, coming up, filling up your body, and exhaling to the sky. Your stomach is so soft. Each breath in, bring new energy into your body and soul. And gently breathe out. Each breath out, you are releasing all stress, anxiety, grief, resentment, anger. Your mind is very powerful. Slowly open your eyes. This is a very short sound healing, but even short meditation can bring you peace and you get grounded. Let's do cleansing breath together. Inhale through your nose and hold, and then exhale through your mouth. Inhale through your nose and hold. And exhale. Inhale through your nose. Open your chest and hold. And exhale. One more time. Inhale. Hold. And exhale. Thank you, CJ.
That was amazing. I started crying a little bit. So I had to wake up. I'm like, I don't know why I'm crying, but I'm crying.
No, You're going through a lot right now. The grief process too, yes. Yeah.
So I felt that. But I literally love like the calmness and the peace that he brings me. So I'm going to forever cherish this moment and being present. That's what I'm working on is being present. It's so hard when you have monkey mind and ADHD, just you feel like you're all over the place. So it takes such force and energy for me to like, CJ, sit still, just open your, you know, just go with it. And when you take away the preconceived notion of like, oh, this doesn't work, or oh, this is, I don't know what this is. Like a lot of people will do that. I think if you give a chance, like within the first 5 minutes, just let go of everything, let go of your thoughts, be still, breathe, and just close your eyes and be at the moment. Yeah. That's when I think everything enters your body the way it's supposed to be.
Right. And then sometimes people have difficulties to just go into really deep state. And then I give them like body movements to calm down their nervous system. And then sometimes depends on the sound healing. If I have smaller group, sometimes I do adjust their body position and just hold some point. So I can see their body immediately releasing their tension. And then sometimes I help that at the beginning, but I cannot do like 50 people at the same time or also Zoom session, especially this short amount, I need to kind of eliminate those part. And then I don't want to keep talking during that 15 minutes. So it's a really, really different sound healing I showed you today. But any kind of vibration, and then this beautiful vibration and the syncopation, and your brain wave really started slowing down.
Yeah, I love that.
Now,
I have a question. How would you describe sound healing to someone who has never experienced it?
So, is this your dog sleeping?
Yeah. Am I snoring Cheerio? Yes.
No, that's fine. That's so cute. I have a lot of first timer coming to my sound healing. They absolutely love it. I just had more than 10 men's group last week. And then a lot of people, you know, didn't have this experience before, and after that their face changed. So letting go whatever you are holding, you know, social mask, or you know, the strong face, or I'm doing fine face, and then those moments you can't keep that mask forever. You need to relax. And then for the first timers, I always say you might experience you never experienced before. Like you had some color, but you saw the color. And some people actually see their childhood, you know, house or memory or even deceased one coming back to your field. And then started seeing all those things. My favorite meditation was sound healing. When I need clarity, I do sound healing and then meditation. Then I get clear answer. Like my intuition is really sharp, and then I get the answer. And then sound healing, actually, I am only the guide. But everybody holds the power within. So that is bringing out, and then they can connect themselves. Like when you said authenticity and harmony. So that is within their body and mind. They can create, and then they feel that power. Oh, I have this power. So that is I think the beauty of receiving sound healing, but I am only the guide. But you guys have the power to discover, and you always have answers in you. So I think a lot of people feel it after my sound healing. And my sound healing is a very quiet way, comparing other people just doing a lot of instrument at the same time. I give people space, and you all need space because energy needs to move. Energy needs space to move. So that's how I do my sound healing. And beginner or the people who come like regularly, literally every week, people come to my sound healing. Yeah.
I need to experience that. I live literally like 5 miles away, maybe less than a California Center for the Arts.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why am I not going? So when is Noriko going? One of these days, you have to go. The reason being is that I think people don't know what they don't know. And I also wanted to ask you, you know, I'm so glad that you said that about people being able to have their power and you're guiding, because we don't really know what we don't know. And I'm glad that you're such a good guide. And I like the way you do your instruments. I do see a couple. Okay, so I'm going to share Noriko's. This is where you could find her, guys, literally. Let's see if I can find her.
Adjust my camera.
Yeah, come on in. You're done for today on that one. So see if I can do her Instagram. Let's see. I don't know if it's showing. It's showing. There it is. Can you see your Instagram?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yes. So this is where you can find Noriko. But like, explain this right here. What is this?
Oh, that is, I went to Turkey, Istanbul, and that is the underground Basilica Sistan. So that is super beautiful place. I went there during the day, pack of people, and then I really wanted to go back the same day. I went back like at 10 p.m. Nobody was there. I was the last person to walk out. And then somebody videotaped me. Isn't that beautiful?
It's so pretty. It's so gorgeous. Like, I was wishing I was there for sure. Yeah. I was like, wow, that's an amazing place to go into. Now, I also want to talk to you about like the different bowls, because you have different bowls, right?
Yes.
Feeling. What does each bowl mean? Like, what does that mean?
So each bowl, so this is my very first bowl for the Alchemy Crystal Bowl. So this 99.9% is the actually quartz. And then the crystal tones, they put gems, minerals, and all these different stuff in, infuse it, and then make the special bowl. And then these individual bowl has different frequencies and then different waves and different aspect. Some people say, so the sound healing, we connect with the brain waves. Like a lot of people know gamma, beta, alpha, theta, delta, all these brain waves. And then sometimes this crystal balls can bring the brain waves really, really slow down. So these crystal balls have each different notes too. So people sometimes say 432 hertz or 440 hertz or 528 for the DNA repair, or healing sound is a 432 hertz. So people sometimes look for those specific frequencies, but these balls have like a different ranges, and then bring each healing energy different way. So, and then it depends on how people want to receive it too. The intention is, I think, the most important part. And then I assemble my crystal balls with the harmonic sound. And then sometimes I do octaves, or if you know music, perfect fifth is really harmonic sound. So every time I just assemble a different way, but these are my kind of core crystal balls I really, really love and then kind of trust. And then some balls I sometimes add different set. So yeah, if you have any questions,
is this your house?
No, this is the crystal ball place. And then I also assist a lot of healers to choose their own crystal balls. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Is that in San Diego?
It's in Encinitas.
Really?
The place I live, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have over 700 crystal balls. And every single one has different properties, for the healing properties. So yeah. For example, this one is the G-sharp. And a lot of people believe the chakra system. So this is like a throat chakra. And also the sharp represent more like endocrine system. So this is the thyroid. So, and then this is the D-sharp. It's going to be a reproductive organ or adrenal gland or, sacrum chakra. So there are a lot of depth on these crystal balls. I can't explain.
Oh, my God. It's a lot. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
If someone wants to start, right?
Yes.
It seems like you have to really study the sound itself, because like you said, it's frequency and vibration. Mm-hmm. And I feel like some people who are doing it, who's not really putting the right time and the amount of energy and the amount of research into, like you just mentioned, you have to harmonize, all the sounds. You have to know exactly which bowl is for which. Like, what would your recommendation for someone who's like, hey, I want to start?
Sure.
Where would I start?
Yeah. So if you can make an appointment with me, I can go over and then I just talk about what is the purpose. And then if you have any body parts, something you're struggling with, your hormone or, your stomach issue or your nervous system issue, so I can kind of do recommendation. And then the sound wise, if you are the beginner, they can actually, you guys can choose whatever resonate with you, because the color has also vibration too. So after sound healing, I sometimes experiment just 1, 2, 3 point the crystal ball really resonate with you, and everybody points different direction. So the color speaks to you too. And then that's very important part. And then if you want to actually start playing crystal balls. We have training. Sacred Sound has training too. And then I can also do introductory training too. So when you come, I assess what this person needs and energetically too, and then we go from there. And then I recommend for beginners to get harmonic set. So when I see a lot of like Instagram or YouTube, sometimes people don't even know they have not harmonic crystal balls. And then those dissonant, sometimes it happens, couple seconds is fine, but if you play dissonant balls, you can actually harm people's health. So I see a lot of dissonant, you know, crystal balls people playing without knowing. So if people come here, I really, really want to avoid those harming the other people's health.
I would love to like see that courses, because like you said, you don't want to practice something you don't even know what you're doing. And I feel like a lot of people that I probably have seen or experienced in the past didn't really give me a good experience. So I think that's mm-hmm. the one thing too. It's when people think that they know what they're doing, but they don't, and they don't do the background or the research for it.
Right.
People who have experienced it have bad things to say. So I'm putting in Noriko's LinkedIn this time, guys. That is where you can find her. I'm going to send her link on the chat as well. And YouTube, thank you. We had hit at least almost 700 a couple minutes ago here. So thank you, YouTube, for coming in. We have about almost 400 people watching us now. We went up and down between 3 to 700. So thank you, YouTube. Oh, wow. My last question for the day is, well, a couple of questions. How can sound healing help with stress, anxiety, and emotional trauma, or even like physical pain?
I think people are kind of disconnecting their actual body and a mind, and then having that moment to really dig into inside, you know, what you're holding. And then sometimes you can start seeing that kind of unconscious mind, it's sleeping inside. And then that is tap into this sound, can tap into those things. And then, you know, our body is all made up of frequencies too. And then I'm also an energy healer, and then I see a lot of change, you know, myself. So I just want people to take time and then actually experience it. Because if, you know, if you want to Google what is the sound healing benefit, and then you can just easily get the information, AI can answer it. But the biggest part is you actually take time to experience it, and then you have your own judgment, and you feel it, how you reacted with that sound. And then some people, oh, actually, many people, my clients, like tons of repeaters coming to my sound healing, and then they found every single sound healing is like a different experience. They go somewhere else. Or some people are dealing with the grief, and some people cry, and then, you know, next person has like a beautiful experience. So each person has different you know, experiences. So and you don't know until you actually come and experience it. So I think being open and let the sound speak to you, and you can actually get the answer. But definitely for anxiety, depression, my clients come to me and said really, really helping them. And it's not just actually sound. It's the sound healing itself. Sometimes I do different intentions and then talk about how they can relax. And then even same place, same people come, for example, every time energy changes. So I have to really tune into everybody's energy right before my sound healing. And then quickly I assemble what's the best for this moment. So I don't know if I answer you.
I see what you're saying, because different, even if it's the same person being, like when I went the first time, mm-hmm. I mentioned the first 5 minutes of my brain was like, this is uncomfortable. We're laying down. Okay, I'm going to find the left side, mm-hmm. the right side. Wait, I'm kind of hungry. Maybe I need to go to the bathroom. Like that was what's going on in my head while I was laying down at on the ground, right? When we did.
Yeah.
And then after I'm like, CJ, just be quiet. And I think the environment also makes a huge difference.
Yes. Because
we mm-hmm. had some trees, birds chirping, the wind was blowing right. in my face. Like it was just the right moment, the right time. And like,
yes,
everything was so calm. So I know for sure environment has a lot to do with it. So if you have too much noise, like a snoring bulldog is a different story. but I will, that's why I muted myself a lot. And also I want to replay this on my time and my own moment and my own space and go from there. But even then I was able to concentrate and like feel much better. And my shoulder weight was kind of lifted a little bit. And I started having tears and I'm like, I think I'm done crying for the day. Like I've been crying for days, but just tears just coming out of my eyes. Like, okay, mm-hmm. I gotta wake up, because I don't think the last thing that was on my thought, I'm like, wait, I don't think I did my setting spray. I'm gonna be running out of makeup in a minute if I start crying. But then I was like, okay, but it felt so good. The sound, the vibration, the things that you do, like I love it. Now my second to the last question, I promise, is, what is one piece of advice you give to someone looking to heal through sound? How can they, I mean, I gave your Instagram, also I gave your LinkedIn, and obviously you're in San Diego, but what if they're not in San Diego? How can they actually work with you?
Yes. So I do corporate Zoom sound healing too, and then I do private session too. So these are kind of different scale. If I do sound healing on Zoom, I actually do consultation about what they are going through, and then I assemble the best sound healing. For example, they just got divorced versus you are grieving something different. And then the sound healing, the structure changes, and then the sound itself changes. I choose carefully different kind of sound. And then if I didn't use the gong today, but if you are more super depressed, I probably use a little bit transition from, like a deep sounds to more like a lighter sound, and then maybe not using gong or something different. And then my specialty is I can teach people self-care. So when my sound healing, I teach self-care how to tap into, where to tap, where to hold. So those combinations, it's unique to individual person. So I'm not reading that like a prescript, like words.
Scripted, yeah.
Scripted words. Thank you. Yeah. So those things, I don't do it. And then I just come into, use my intuition to connect with my clients. So I did a big national Lululemon sound healing when actually I was in London. But I could do it. I brought all my balls during my vacation but I could do it. And then I did REI for the global things too. So I do kind of authentic, fun, and, you know, a good sound healing too.
But I want to put Noriko in my pocket, guys, and just walk around with Noriko in my
yes. Yeah, so Zoom is available, but I do, if it's for the beginner, I do more of body scan. I guide one by one so people can easily go to meditative state.
Yeah. I want to do one. Remember, yeah. I told you I want to do one in person. Yeah. So yes, I don't know if it's going to be this year or next year, guys. I want to do it for confronting domestic violence, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to do Tai Chi. We're going to do, I know April's going to Japan this year in October.
Yeah.
We also have gala on October. You better come. And October
5th. Okay.
CDV. I would love like having that moment where I want to give back to the community, but I also want to have a couple of people come in, like a whole entire, like what April did, but I want to do it where, yes, there'll be lunch and people more like get away from that one day. It's just a one day thing I want to do, because it's really different online, but it also really is different when you're in person.
Yes.
I love that. Now, I'm going to ask you this. Promise, this is the last question, okay? at least for today. If this is your last day today on this earth, what would be your parting message to your current and future families in terms of living life, legacy, and impact?
I always actually talk to my kids. What is your purpose to be Earth right now? And then when you think about something, what is your actually big mission, your life? And then, you know, they're still young, they can't probably find the mission, but everybody has something, talent or something, purpose and a mission for their lives. So always connect to find not the small things, but the connects to the highest mission you want to achieve your life. So when you go that you have the big north, you know, star, then your life is naturally fall into those path. So that's, I always kind of talking to my kids. So I think finding that purpose, bigger than purpose, yeah. So the mission, aligned to your mission, everyday life.
That's so true. Yeah, we're busy. We're busy people, and sometimes we forget what we're here. And that's one thing that I really reflected on Monday is being present, being here at the moment.
Being here, yeah. And then be authentic. And then, you know, CJ, even grief, there is no such, you know, perfect way to grieve. Everybody's grief is different. And then if somebody say to you something, oh, this is better, you shouldn't do this, or you should do, you know, don't listen to it. Listen to yourself. And then the way you grieve is the perfect way to grieve. So, so be authentic and then trust yourself. And be kind to yourself. Actually, yeah, be kind to yourself. I think everybody needs that. Yeah, you don't have to prove anything. Sometimes we have to prove for what, you know?
Yeah.
So you are already enough. Yeah. I mean, you have to put effort for your life.
Yeah, no,
I like self-compassion.
I like self-compassion. I think once in a while, you get judged by even the people that are around you, the closest, right? And I think stop thinking about other people and what they think that you should do.
Yes,
right.
Yes,
and just do what how you feel at the moment. Yesterday, I definitely did that. I needed self-compassion and self-care. And mm-hmm. I want you to meet, I think my sister Susana is coming. So this one right here, she's coming to San Diego.
Okay.
I'm gonna text you. She's coming soon because we have another event that I invited her to come. So yeah. I'm gonna invite you to see if you can come with us. It's in downtown San Diego.
Sure, yeah.
It's the 3-day event, but I think I'm only going to do one, maybe 2 days mm-hmm. or 1.5 days. She will be here. And I want you to meet her because I told my sisters, another one that I have in my inner circle is Danielle. She doesn't have the picture in there, but I would love for you mm-hmm. to meet her as well because I have a very close-knit inner circle. And I don't trust easily because I've been burned so many times, but these two definitely I trust. And I love that. Oh, I actually listen to the 8-hour frequency meditation music from Spotify when I sleep to heal myself and for more discoveries. Travis, that is so neat. Thank you so much for sharing that. I experienced how it was different to each member of my family when my mom passed from Alzheimer's 4 years ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Noriko, thank you so much for being here. I know we're going to bring you back again someday soon online for our global community. And I appreciate you. I love you. And have a beautiful day today. All right. Bye, Noriko.
Thank you, CJ.
See ya. Bye, everybody. Thank you guys so much for being here. I appreciate you. And I will see you tomorrow. I haven't put up the event yet tomorrow because I am debating what I will put in. I moved somebody in because this week I think I'm going to dedicate myself of being present and what I've learned. And I've also put in a newsletter about being an overthinker. So confession for me, for sure. Bye, everybody. Have a beautiful day. And I will see you tomorrow, same time, same channel, 9 a.m. PST. See ya!